The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, January 18th. We'll tell you what the nation's top doctor has to say about this latest COVID-19 surge. Also, new details about how the hostages in a Texas synagogue were able to get away and what the gunman was saying during the standoff. Plus, another change to the Winter Olympics just 2.5 weeks before they start. A massive asteroid you might be able to see from home today. And this really does seem like the golden age of TV. Scripted series are hitting a record. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Even though this latest COVID-19 surge seems to be letting up a bit in some places, top health officials say, overall, the surge is still going strong. The number of new daily COVID-19 cases has been going down in the Northeast. But nationwide, the U.S. is now reporting nearly 800,000 new infections every day. So that's an all-time high, and it's more than 8 times what the U.S. was reporting 6 weeks ago. So the U.S. Surgeon General told CNN, quote, "The next few weeks will be tough." Dr. Murthy says the entire country is not moving at the same pace. He says the peak is still coming to places that detected the Omicron variant a little later than others. And with that, he says nationwide hospitalizations and deaths will continue to rise. Right now, about 150,000 people are in the hospital with COVID-19, and nearly 1,800 Americans are now dying from the virus every day. That death rate is up about 53% since January 1st. So doctors are again urging everyone who has not gotten vaccinated yet to get their shots and to mask up around other people. As COVID-19 continues to evolve, scientists just keep learning new things about it. Like this week, another 2 groundbreaking studies came out. The first one is out of Israel. Their scientists conducted the world's first trial into a 4th COVID-19 vaccine dose. They were studying both the Pfizer and Moderna shots, and early results show even a 4th dose is not good enough against Omicron. Experts say even though each shot seems to raise antibody levels more and more, people who get all 4 doses are still getting infected with COVID-19. There were slightly fewer infections among those who got a 4th dose as compared to those who did not, but not enough to really recommend it yet. For now, though, they're going to keep researching. Meanwhile, another new study seems to explain why some people lose their sense of smell after they get COVID-19. It says there's a genetic risk factor that makes certain people more likely to have that symptom. Experts say they hope this study helps patients in a couple of ways. First, it might answer the question, why me? And perhaps more importantly, it might actually help scientists find treatments. About 1.6 million Americans are still not able to smell 6 months after they got COVID. It's not clear, though, how many of them had that genetic risk. New information is coming out about the hostage situation at a Texas synagogue over the weekend. A couple of the hostages, who are now safe, were able to share their stories. They say for 11 hours, they tried talking to the armed gunman who trapped them inside the building. They were hoping he might see them as human, all while trying to make subtle moves toward the door. But things got more dramatic when the gunman ordered them to kneel. At that point, the rabbi grabbed a chair and threw it at the gunman. He and the other hostages then ran toward the door. Once they got out, the elite SWAT team went in, and moments later, the suspect was dead. Remember, this all happened at a synagogue in the Fort Worth, Texas suburb of Colleyville, about 30 miles northwest of Dallas. The rabbi and another hostage say they were prepared because after seeing threats to synagogues around the U.S., they got security training. And now they say everyone should try to do the same thing just in case. Meanwhile, the whole situation is under investigation. Authorities still don't know an exact motive, although the gunman did rant about a Pakistani scientist who went to prison for trying to kill American service members. And the suspect's brother says he was on the phone with him during the standoff, and the gunman never said he was going to harm the hostages, but that he apparently said, quote, "I've come to die." Oh, and remember how yesterday we told you 2 teenagers were also arrested in the UK? Well, now ABC News cites law enforcement sources who say they were the gunman's children. It's not clear whether they were involved or not. At last check, they were still being held for questioning. To be continued. Experts now say Saturday's underwater volcano eruption was the biggest recorded anywhere on the planet in more than 30 years. Remember, it happened near the Pacific island nation of Tonga over the weekend. It sent ash, gas, and steam more than 12 miles into the air and triggered a tsunami. Now, most people who live there are still cut off from the rest of the world. The natural disaster caused damage to an undersea cable, so it could take as long as 2 weeks to restore all communications like phone and internet service. And because people there have not been able to reach the outside world, hardly anyone knew how bad the damage was until yesterday. New Zealand and Australia sent military flights to assess the damage. The good news is they found there aren't signs of mass casualties. The bad news is significant damage was reported. Beach resorts were completely wiped out, as well as a lot of other homes and businesses. The priority now is to get supplies to the people of Tonga, but the airport is still closed. Still, both the United Nations and Red Cross say they're getting ready to respond, and they're hoping the airport will be reopened by tomorrow. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Is something stopping you from achieving your goals? I've had moments in my life where I realized fear or at other times burnout was preventing me from doing my best work and being my happiest self. But when you get to the core of what's going on, you can do something about it. And BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and help match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And if you don't like your match, you can easily switch counselors until you find the right one for you. Then you connect in a safe, private, and convenient online environment. It's also up to you whether you communicate via text, a phone call, a video session, or all of the above. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. And of course, anything you share is confidential. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Once again, there will not be any big crowds at the Olympics. Organizers of the Beijing Winter Olympics announced that only select spectators will be invited, and the general public in China cannot buy tickets anymore. It already announced it would not sell tickets to anyone outside of the country either. No big surprise why. Beijing organizers say it's to try and stop the spread of the contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19. In fact, the city just reported its first case of it on Saturday, and just last week, China doubled down on its zero-tolerance policy. So across the country, there are more than 20 million people in some form of lockdown. Remember, fans were not allowed in the stands during the Summer Olympics in Tokyo last year, also because of the pandemic. The Beijing Winter Olympics are set to start on February 4th. Some of the nation's biggest airlines are urging the Biden administration to keep 5G technology away from major airports, despite a planned launch for tomorrow. Chief executives from several airlines, including American, Delta, Southwest, United, and more, wrote a letter to the federal government. They're asking to once again delay the 5G rollout near certain airports. The letter points to FAA's findings that say 5G could interfere with the airplane instruments. And the airlines warn it could mean entire fleets of planes could be grounded and thousands of passengers stranded. The execs said it could also affect cargo planes, bringing the nation's commerce to a halt, too. Already, AT&T and Verizon agreed to buffer zones around 50 major airports. The companies also agreed to postpone the launch 2 more weeks, but those 2 weeks are up as of tomorrow. Late last night, airlines were already considering starting to cancel some international flights for later this week. And as of this morning, no response from the Biden administration or the two communication companies, so stay tuned. Today, a massive asteroid will fly by planet Earth. The asteroid is named 1994 PC-1 because it was first discovered in 1994. And it's bigger than the tallest building in the world. It is classified as potentially hazardous because it crosses Earth's orbit. One astronomer says if it were to hit Earth, it could cause a complete catastrophe and destroy everything within a 25-mile radius of the impact. And while it does sound kind of terrifying, it's not going to get that close. It will be 1.2 million miles away from Earth today, around 4:50 p.m. Eastern time. Still, it's the closest the asteroid will come for the next 2 centuries. You probably will not be able to see it with the naked eye today, but as astronomers say, it is big enough to see if you have a backyard telescope and point it in the right direction at the right time. Or just check out the live stream called the Virtual Telescope Project. By the way, NASA is preparing just in case any asteroid in the future could cause catastrophic effects here on Earth. The so-called DART mission launched in November last year, but the true test will happen this September. A NASA spacecraft will hit an asteroid on purpose to see how it impacts the motion of a near-Earth asteroid in space. There are now more original TV series to watch than ever before. After a dip in 2020, the number of original scripted television series hit a record high in 2021. According to FX Research, there was 559 adult scripted original series last year. That's 66 more than the year before, and more than double the number from a decade ago. That's across broadcast, cable, and streaming services. In fact, get this, in 2011, there were just 6 original scripted series on streaming services. Yeah, you heard that right, just 6. Of course, more streaming services have since launched, so there are more companies creating content, more competition, and more places to stream new series. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor. As part of my morning routine every day, I take 2 capsules of Seeds Daily Symbiotic. I take it on an empty stomach, as they recommend, and I just love how they make me feel. So this is a pre- and probiotic 2-in-1 capsule. There are 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains, the first of its kind. It's for supporting gut health, skin health, it promotes heart health, and more. As someone who cares about my whole body health, I was looking for the best probiotic on the market a while back. I did quite a bit of research, and I actually found Seed before I even partnered with them. And now I'm excited Seed is a sponsor of the show, because after taking the Daily Symbiotic for a while, I've noticed the benefits of this product on my health. I am truly impressed. In fact, I even got my husband to start taking these as well. And I love that you can now get a discount. You can get 15% off your first month's supply of Seed's Daily Symbiotic by visiting seed.com/newsworthy or by using the code newsworthy at checkout. Again, you can get 15% off your first month's supply of Seed's Daily Symbiotic by going to seed.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, how many sides does the home plate in baseball have? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at newsworthypod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, how many times was Martin Luther King Jr. arrested? The answer is 29. The civil rights leader dedicated his life to the nonviolent struggle for civil liberties, justice, and equality here in the U.S., and in doing so was arrested many times, mostly on misdemeanors related to civil protests. Here's just a quick rundown of the most notable. In 1956, King was arrested along with Rosa Parks and more than 100 others for organizing the Montgomery bus boycott in protest of Parks' treatment. Those arrests are said to have been part of a Get Tough campaign to intimidate the bus boycotters. Their 13-month mass protest led to the Supreme Court ruling that segregation on buses was unconstitutional. During this, King emerged as the prominent national leader of the civil rights movement. But then in October of 1960, MLK was arrested after refusing to leave his seat during a sit-in at a segregated Atlanta restaurant. He was sentenced to 4 months in jail, but after an intervention by then-presidential candidate John Kennedy, he was released. Another one of his most famous arrests happened in April of 1963. He was arrested in Birmingham for demonstrating without a permit. It was during this jail time he wrote his letter from Birmingham jail. One of King's biographers said King's only felony charge came in 1960 when he became the first person ever criminally charged in Alabama on tax fraud. He was eventually acquitted. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.